Are they not putting out the pictures of Christy Noem's husband? I want to see him again. They're really funny. It's fucking crazy that the average conservative based on the media they consume thinks that this is like an archetypal trans woman. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, that's what they're like. Why are they misaligned? Well, I assume that's meant to add to the humiliation, the innate humiliation of being a woman, right? Embarrassing for lack of effort. It might actually be the most embarrassing possible type of cross-dressing. You know what I mean? Like, literally anything else would be preferable. I guess maybe if he was like a leather sissy, if it was photos of him in lingerie or what, I don't know. Maybe there's, God, I hate these people on Grindr. Diapers? Maybe diapers, yeah. I haven't stopped thinking about how you said that's probably what conservatives think trans people are like. I really think that. Yeah. Based on the media. When they draw like cartoons of trans women, they always look like this, basically, you know? I need this off my screen. I'm sorry. It is very funny, though. It is extremely funny. I'm sorry. It's just, stop scrolling. What the fuck? It's just very funny. I'm sorry. If you're transgender and you feel put upon in any way, please understand that this is not you. I know that you could post a picture of like Conan the Barbarian and the average internet brain poison transgender woman would go, "Mogs me," but it does not in fact mog you. Wait, is that Christy Noem in the photo with him? Good catch. There might be some kind of relationship between them the media has yet to pick up on. Okay, but it still makes my blood boil. Listen, after we ideologically eradicate conservatism from the American mind, there will no longer be any sissies or crossdressers on Grindr. We'll finally all be free. I can look at men on Grindr without being tormented by, those types messaging me. And you no longer need a stark and frankly inappropriate reminder of your worst visions of yourself. So you're seriously anti-cross-dressing? I'm not even a little bit anti-cross-dressing as a concept. I am militantly against cross-dressing as a subculture, if that makes any sense. Which is to say, not all people who cross-dress fit into that subculture. But when you say cross-dresser, or CDs as it's normally referred to on Grindr, you're referring to an archetype of person, which is slightly demonic, in my opinion. Yeah, it's like femboys, right? Where like the concept of a feminine guy is fine, God be with you, right? But the archetype of a femboy in many cases is not fine. All sissies, however, are going to hell. Are femboys cross-dressers? Literally, yes. In practice, no. Conceptually, no. In a technical sense, yes. But no, they're different. It's a semantic. Conservatives cosplay? I guarantee you that conservatives are very overrepresented in the aforementioned cross-dresser, sissy, grinder, so on and so forth. You know what I mean? Guarantee you. Easy. I think you're maybe saying cross-dressing is fine, but you don't like it when it gets fetishized. No, I don't have a problem with people fetishizing it. Listen, if you're familiar with the subcultures, you're familiar with the subcultures. This is very much, okay, hypers, if you know what I'm talking about. This, to me, this is just, have you been on Grindr or not? If you've been on Grindr or if you've been in gay subcultures, then all of this is like intuitive knowledge. But if you haven't been, you might interpret what I'm saying as a kind of like reactionary opposition to men dressing up as women, which I have literally no problem with. But if you just say what you mean, man. I've said what I mean. I don't know. It's I'm relying on a degree of in-culture familiarity. And if you don't have it, it would take a lot longer to explain. I don't really know how to put it without sounding like I'm exaggerating. Like, there is an archetype of guys who like to dress up. Okay, so let me be clear. Because sissies and cross-dressers, very overlapping groups, like in a Venn diagram. They don't dress up as women. They dress up as caricatures, like drag, right? Like very lacy lingerie. And the point is that they are humiliating themselves. They're not dressing up as women because they're excited by their appearance as women, like in an aesthetic sense, like they're appreciating it. The point is that it's degrading. Like they are a man, but they want to be humiliated and degraded for looking like women. Is this innately bad? No, I don't really care what you're into. But community-wise, by and large, these people are, and this is true, these people tend to be older, conservative, misogynistic, homophobic, very unintrospective, and very, 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 very pushy and gross. So yeah, you have it's a lot of like conservative husband cheating on his wife by subterfugiously proposing other men to fuck him in the ass in a Denny's bathroom while he's wearing ill-fitting lingerie, which is disgusting, obviously, on every level. Especially the cheating part, right? I mean, obviously that's not good. That's the archetype that I'm talking about here. And it sounds like I'm inventing a guy. I'm describing like a lot of people. You all know, like, I'm describing an extremely common archetype that everyone who has dated around in the gay scene is familiar with. It is like a incredibly large group. It's the main way that bisexual conservative guys who are self-hating for their queer tendencies engage in homosexuality. Of course, there's nothing at all wrong with dressing as a woman, even if you want to be human. I don't care, you know. What I'm talking about is the archetype. I'm talking about the archetype. And a lot of them are chasers, for sure, 100%, yeah. Do you think systematic homophobia and deep repression caused this? It's 100% a byproduct of self-hatred and repression. Absolutely, 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 yeah. That is what I'm referring to. And this is, mind you, completely distinct from femboys, totally different archetype. Also, guys who dress up feminine, but for one, femboy is as much a distinct fashion archetype as it is a descriptor. And for two, by and large, the point of being a femboy is not to be humiliated for dressing femininely, but rather to actually appreciate your beauty when you dress that way. Usually, a crossdresser will emphasize the contrast between their masculine appearance and feminine posturing and clothing, whereas usually femboys will lean into feminine on both ends of things, so there's more of a cultural synchronicity between them, you know? But then you have the issues with how all the Polish Nazi femboys and the pedophilia and so on. Anyway, what I'm saying is that Grindr's a cesspit, but you know, if you go on apps other than Grindr, you have to interact with straight women. And whew, that's a whole other thing. Like the evil guy from Guts. Technically, Griffith is a Bishonen, a beautiful man, and not a femboy. He does not dress in women's clothing. But in practice, that is how he's interpreted nowadays, because the concept of a Bishonen, or like a very beautiful and somewhat androgynous person who is nonetheless a man, that's less of a less of an archetype now, I think. Hassan can never give analysis like this. Well, that's because he's heterosexual, which, you know, a bit of a betrayal of the cause. Love how you butchered the pronunciation. Yeah, my apologies. I've actually kind of forget how it's pronounced. I'm so confused. What are you confused by? I'm finding this much more engaging than, you know, Trump's 50th threat against Iran. Tell me what you're confused by. I'll clear it up. What's a chaser? Lol, do I want to know? A chaser is a person who fetishizes trans people, but that's too broad of a distinction. When people say chaser, what they usually mean is a straight or bisexual guy who's very fixated on the ambiguity and incoherence of, or perceived incoherence of a woman with a penis and fetishizes that element of them. You know, it's a negative descriptor. I don't think there's anything innately wrong. Certainly, there's nothing innately wrong with finding trans women attractive. I don't think there's even anything innately wrong with finding trans women specifically attractive for any of the traits they might have. But there is a difference between finding a person attractive and fetishizing them. I think it's easier to imagine, like, in a racial context, right? There's nothing at all weird if a white guy, per se, like, just tends to keep finding himself dating Black or Latin women. It just happens. Depends where you grow up. Maybe they're more present, what communities you're in. That there's nothing wrong. But there's a difference between that and fetishizing them. And that might manifest in different ways, you know? The fetishization, the objectification, so on. Yeah. You know, and you don't want to do that. I mean, obviously it's kind of up to whoever you're with, you know, if you're with a Black woman and she doesn't really care, she thinks it's hot, whatever. I don't give a shit what you do. But the idea with chasers is that they're very demeaning and very dehumanizing when they engage with trans women, like generally, not just in the context of a relationship they have, which is not good, especially because, you know, you're generally fetishizing trans people for attributes they're not too keen on. There's sort of a variance in severity there, right? Like if you're into tall women and you tend to find yourself going after trans women a lot, I don't think a lot of trans women would necessarily mind that too much because, you know, height's often a desirable characteristic. But if you're going after them because a lot of them have a penis, a lot of them do not, in fact, want to have a penis. So, you know, you're kind of, you know, you're sort of rubbing salt in the wound a little bit, so to speak. But it depends, you know. Talk to people, whatever. I hate being 6'5" as a trans woman. 6'5" is very tall. That's true. That is true. So what makes some fetishes okay and some bad? Probably the extent to which your fetishization of a person or a person's attributes overlaps with the likelihood of you contributing to any discriminatory behavior in the real world, right? Like, most people don't talk about a foot fetish being potentially exploitative because everyone has feet. Reminding a person that they have feet isn't really, like, harmful to them. But if you're fetishizing their race or their, you know, their being transgender or whatever, it's more likely you're overlapping with tropes, right? You get what I mean. That's a good bit, Sophie Go, for sure. God, this is so funny. Dude, this is 101 shit. This is very basic. This is 101 stuff, you know, in the scene. If you're a homosexual, just keep your fetishes to yourself. Unfortunately, I think most people aren't ready for this because it's very, I don't know, it's very revealing. But a lot of politics is derivative of the psychosexual map. Like, I would argue fascism is derived almost entirely from people's rejection of and subsequent fetishization of the toxic dynamic men have with women, you know? So unfortunately, you know, you to an extent, you have to engage with the psychosexual to understand a lot about the modern political landscape, not just the modern one, the, you know, older historical ones as well. But this is the one we're living in, so it's easier to talk about. But I like toxic women. Well, you know, many such cases, for sure, for sure. Are we laughing at the gnome guy? Well, I mean, that yes, but that was the instigating factor here. Weird segment? Yeah, maybe. I mean, for one, I think it's good to be familiar with queer culture and its outliers, even if you're straight. But for two, like, a lot of this stuff, I would argue, and I mean this, I'm not trying to do a bit, I would argue you could actually get a very good read on modern politics, especially gender politics, by learning about sissies and CDs. There's so much to learn. You're getting a little cutout, like a little microcosm of an environment that you can use as a framework to analyze the rest of society. It's very informative. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like interracial cuckoldry. Okay, like here's a genuine pitch, right? Everyone knows AI slot videos are very common. Why are so many of them fruit men and fruit women and a cuckoldry scenario where you have a man and a woman and the man is, and the woman, frankly, are both white coated in the facial structure imposed over the fruit that is their head. What? Hypers in chat if you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want people treating me like I'm making this up out of nowhere. Hypers in chat if you're like, oh yeah, he's talking about this incredibly common trend. Please, thank you. Yeah, it's very common. And then like a very muscular black-coated fruit or whatever will come in and cuck the woman. Why is it so many AI videos are that? I mean, I know they're evocative, but why is there's lots of evocative stuff. Why is interracial cuckoldry like the number one thing a lot of this AI procurement goes towards? It's the psychosexual landscape. It's the map, you know? The more you understand about why people act this way, the more you understand about politics, and in my opinion, conservatism, because I think conservatism is much more psychosexual than leftism. The reason being, of course, that you can make an empirical, rational argument for the stuff that I believe in, but conservatives don't. They make emotional arguments, so you have to find out where those emotions come from, usually fear, insecurity. Do you think Freud was right? My understanding, and I could be wrong, is that Freud was, oh, the text. My understanding is that Freud was wrong in his specific theories, but correct in a lot of his general theories. So a lot of the weird incest specific stuff that he wrote about was weird, inaccurate derivations of his broader theories. But the broader, like, psychoanalytical stuff was not only useful at the time, but is still, like, built upon today. He laid the foundations, yeah. So, like, fetishizing someone of Punjab descent is wrong for the connotations associated with ethnic discrimination, but you can still have a preference for Punjab women. And does that change based on power dynamics? For example, is the white one the Punjab? I think that, like, by and large, you don't have to think about it too much. I think that if your behavior is making people uncomfortable and it's causing you to treat people of a specific group in a weird way, then that's bad and you shouldn't do that. But at the end of the day, we are all, to an extent, kind of at the mercy of our sexual proclivities. It's just like hunger or anything else. It's just sort of a way you feel. You can only do so much about it. And it's just your responsibility to, avoid hurting people. Don't be weird. You don't have to hyperanalyze everything. A lot of women have, right, like rape fantasies. It doesn't mean they want to be raped. It just means that the conceptual loss of power and autonomy is hot in like a specific environment. You don't have to like over analyze it. I just think it's important to be a little bit thoughtful about why you feel the way you do, or like how your feelings and behaviors are impacting other people. You know what I mean? I know too much now. All of this is very basic stuff. I know that we have a wide range of people who watch this stream, but like I would consider what I'm describing right now to be like very 101 stuff for being an adult and, talking to people and so on, dating. Yeah, just keeping an eye on it. So we should be more like Mr. Gnome? No, because he's a conservative cross-dresser. They're all going to hell. Anyway.